Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Today in Bajan History. Hello, I am Carlin Barrow, postgraduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology. On November 9th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate ran a striking headline that sent ripples across the island. Fish shortage in Spikestown. The report told of a worrying sight along the coast of St. Peter. Spikestown's beaches, usually buzzing with fishermen pulling in their catch, were instead lined with boats hauled ashore, their owners and shipwrights busy hammering, sanding, and patching hulls in preparation for the upcoming fishing season. It was a scene of urgency and determination. The men worked from dusk till dawn making their boats fitter for the fishing season, expected to begin in full swing by mid-November. One boat owner told the Advocate that most of the fishing boats will be off the beaches by November 15th, but until then, the markets in St. Peter were quiet and the baskets empty. Fish, once abundant along the Spikestown coastline, had become scarce. Housewives and vendors alike were growing restless. And though November was one of the traditional sea egg months, the 1951 report noted there were few, if any, sea eggs for sale. This wasn't just a story about fish, it was about livelihoods. The shortage threatened families whose daily bread came from the sea. The uncertainty of the catch meant empty plates, lost income, and long days waiting for better tides. But amid the concern, there was also hope. Fishermen were optimistic. All eyes turned toward the horizon, praying for a bountiful flying fish season, the pride of Barbados waters and the heart of our national dish. So on this day, November 9th, 1951, Barbadians listened anxiously for word from Spikestown. Would the fish return? Would the sea deliver its promise once again? It's a snapshot of resilience of a coastal town whose people have always been bound to ties, to tradition, and to survival. I am Carlin Barrow, and this has been Today in Bajan History.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.